and very fine. Oh, you did tell me about the Dutch oven, or the, you call it just an oven.
Yeah.
In the fireplace, did you ever have anything hanging down for water?
I think in Mama's bedroom we had something hanging down there for water, or maybe it's in the kitchen. And I think Mama used to hang those big old iron pots full of hominy or greens or something like that. We made our homemade, our own hominy.
Did you?
We would, put, I've forgotten what you put in it. I think you put a little lye of soda or something and boil that and then get the husk off and then...
The husk just come right off?
Yeah,
do they,
yeah.
You just boil them off, mm-hmm. Or do you have to?
You have to use this either. We used to use either homemade lye, the bought lye, a little of that to get the husk off. Boil them in that and get the husk off. And then you wash them and wash them and wash them to get all that lye off. And then you cook them until they're tender. And they're not white like the canned ones you get now. They were kind of creamy looking and they were so much better than these.
The lye wouldn't discolor them?
They'd turn them just a little yellow, you see. And they would look and taste so much better than the hominy you get now.
What would you define? How large was a pot? And you say that thing that was hanging in the fireplace was
about the big old iron pots that they used. They used that on the stove too for beans and greens and hominy especially. And all they were just big old iron pots and they had three little legs on them. And you take the eye off and put the pot down next to the fire, you know. And it really cooks things good.
Evenly, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever have anything you called a kettle, and what's the difference between?
Now the iron kettle, the pot was iron and had the three little legs, and the kettle was just a big old iron kettle.
Oh.
We always had a kettle.
I understand. I see the difference now.
Mm-hmm.
The pot would always have
mm-hmm.
plates.
Yeah.
I see. And when did you first start to see very fine, thin dishes? We remarked on it. We had a lovely set of china the other night.
I don't know. We got our first china. Let's see, Mama got hers. I tell you, a lot of Mama's was this made in England on the back of it. It was, what do you call it? I want to say Ironsides. Is that it? Iron something.
Ironstone,
that's it.
Now, that isn't china, is it?
No, that's what we used every day, though. Thick stuff like that. And Mama had some everyday, some Sunday dishes. And they were thin, but they weren't the china that we usually got from England. I just don't know. It was, I imagine, after I married, after 1910.
I see. Must have been something to prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know about 19...